couple of halachos to start. So we mentioned yesterday that slichos dates back to the times of the Geonim and has been accepted, Art Kroll says, by all Jewish communities. We know the Sfardim started saying it on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and their compensation if they get deep kidney is right on Pesach. And we mentioned that we do it for 4 days, and we always start on a Sunday. So why 4 days? So they say that in the days of yore, people fasted 10 days in the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And they weren't allowed to fast for 4 days in that period, being the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. So they needed 4 compensating days to be available, and that's how the number 4 was picked. Another thing is, it's similar to the days of preparation of a korban when it was brought in the base of Migdash. A korban was spent 4 days in a special holding pen where it was basically watched, etc., to make sure it would have no disqualifications. And, excuse me, and they say that we should think of ourselves in some way like a korban because we're coming to Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk says the asisem korban. You should make a korban, not the hikravtem, not that you bring it. And the asisem could be said as you should make yourself analogous to a korban. In other words, just as a korban should be blemish-free, we should attempt to do tshuva and try to give thought to correcting what may be wrong. And in that way, we are actually, as they say, fit to go when Rosh Hashanah comes. Okay. We'll continue with the laws of slichos tomorrow. And let me see. Second. I received this morning from the Steinzelt Center, which puts out Divrei Torah from Rav Steinzelt itself. And he writes that among the 613 mitzvos, chazak v'yamatz, be strong and have good courage, is said 3 times in Parshas Vayelech. And again, when we start Sefer Yehoshua again, Yehoshua is given this charge. And Rav Steinzelt says we meet the same charge when we say Tehillim 27, which we say during Elul. This must be Dovid Hashem. It says, wait for Hashem. Be strong, take courage. And he says, if it's not a mitzvah, it's definitely an important message. He said, we wait for a Kaddish Baruch Hu before any difficulties occur. And if there are difficulties, again, we wait for a Kaddish Baruch Hu salvation. And after they pass, again, we wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidance. And he says, in between it all, the only way we got through the whole period of time is by being strong and courageous. He says, I'm not talking about courage in the way the general society talks about bravado. He said, you know what courage really is? He says, courage is a capacity not to be shattered. What we mentioned yesterday where Fran says, you cannot let a blow to you become a collapse. He quotes a Gemara that says, in Olam Haba, every person is going to be shown their Yetzer Hara. The inclination one has to battle throughout life. To the righteous, it is going to appear to them as a towering mountain. And they'll say, how did we ever have any success? To the wicked, it's going to look like a simple strand of hair, one thread. And he says, at first glance, I don't understand. You would think it would be lahapech, just the opposite. He said, those who were righteous resisted temptations again and again. And they did one refusal after another to succumb. He says, at that stage, they each basically, he says, felt a slight strand of hair. But with all the accomplishments, he says, these strands of hair became a mountain. He said, if someone is adjudged wicked, they gave up really early. He says, presumably, after one of their early challenges, they gave up. I can't fight my nature. He says, if that's the case, the obstacle size was a couple of hairs. And it never got bigger because they never added to it by succeeding. He says, the obstacle didn't really grow. And so at the end of the day, it's minuscule. He says, I'm going to suggest that the condition of a Jew is similar coming up to Rosh Hashanah. He said, everybody is inspired to make resolutions, and we're sincere. And we all know that historically, resolutions made are, for the most part, abandoned shortly thereafter. And he says, not so bad. He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has taught us that any sin can always be repaired. But it can only be repaired if we do not allow the remnants, the after effect of a sin, to break us. Falling is part of living, but living in the dust is not. I think it was Shlomo Melech who said that a rasha falls and doesn't get up. A tzaddik can fall three times, maybe more, but they keep getting up. And that's the test of who you are. He says, there was a merchant who summarized his business experience. He said, I had years of gains and I had years of losses. And I had bad losses. And I felt at times, I'm close to losing everything. But you know what? I said to myself, I may lose my materiality, but I'm never going to lose my courage. I am never, ever going to give up. He says, Parshas Vayelech doesn't give us any triumphant fanfare. It promises us that to live is to fall and stumble, but that need not be the definition of who we are. It tells us the antidote to the usual shortfalls in life is Chazak V'Amatz, be strong and act with great courage. The Pasuk tells us, "Re'e, behold, Klal Yisroel, nasati lefanecha hayoyim es hachayim v'es hatoiv, v'es hamoves v'es hara." The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, or had Moshe say, "I place before you today life and goodness, death and adversity." Now, my friend comments that in life, we're always having to make choices. And some are really clearly defined as which way to go. We know that if there's a fire and it's stay or flee, we flee. Near the end of the Torah, this is a statement Hashem made. The correct choice is clear, one would think. But then, for good measure, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisroel, Uvacharta b'chayim. You should choose life. Don't choose death. In order that you and your children will live. The Medrash understands these psukim differently. Hashem says, I've given you two paths, and I've gone beyond the call of duty by telling you, here's the right one to take. Rabbi Francis, it's all lovely, but let's boil it down. What does it mean? He says, obviously, if everything is a life and death decision, will always pick life. He quotes Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, who has a pshat, he says, based on another pasuk that the Medrash comments on in Bichul Kaisai. In Bichul Kaisai, it says, if you go according to my statutes, if you safeguard my commandments and do them. And the question asked is, lovely, we got some verbs here, but what, pray tell, is the difference between safeguarding and doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, is telling you, if you safeguard the mitzvahs, I am going to consider it as if you did the mitzvah. As long as an individual undertakes to safeguard mitzvahs, as long as one embraces mitzvah and agrees in principle that this is the proper way to go, without any action thereon, you're considered to have done it. The very decision to do what's right means you've done the right thing. Hashem is telling Klal Yisroel, they have a choice, life, good, vis-a-vis death and adversity. And going beyond the call of duty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sweetens the pot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisroel, all you're required to do is at the start make the right choice. And I will consider it as you've already fulfilled the mitzvahs. And we may add that when we make that choice, we hope we'll have siyata dishmaya to see the result of accomplishment. But if something precludes us, and even if it's our own whatever, let's say we had a hand in make it not happening, the fact that you wanted to is a great, great accomplishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And in that merit, you and your family should all have a Shana Tova Masuka. We're told that at the end of time, or at during the period of difficulty, the Amar Bayom Hahu, the Jewish people will say on that day, Haloiki ein Elokai Bekirbi. It is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not among us. Mutsauni Harai So'ela. All the evils that I must encounter and that I do encounter have found us. We know that the first step to do any rectification is first recognition that an error was made. In Latin, they say to err is human. Therefore, when this statement was enunciated, or will be enunciated, right? It's because the Lord is with us, not with us, that this has happened. When we make that statement, right, we should be on the way. But there's something wrong, we're told, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the haster astir ponai. When that comment is made, I'm going to hide my face because of all the evil they have done because they served other gods. Hold on. Weren't the words that Klal Yisroel uttered an appropriate expression of trying to do tshuva? Why this very, very harsh response from Hashem? Now my friend writes, in Tehillim it says, right, Slicha, forgiveness is with you, so that you will be feared. And he says, what is the connection that the power of forgiveness causes fear? And he says, isn't it human nature that if we know the emperor is mad and won't forgive, that we're more careful? If God is unforgiving, shouldn't that steer, move people to greater fear? He quotes Rabbi Eliyahu Bessler, again with the same comment that we've now heard twice before. People who lose all hope and become despaired don't have fear. He says, soldiers are afraid when they before a battle starts. But when they're out in combat, they don't have fear. They've lost fear because that's the way they have to move. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgave us, all would be lost. He says, we wouldn't have any hope. And without hope, there's no fear. He says, it's only because of this dichotomy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving that we have any ability to fear him. The Sfas Emes says that tshuva can only flow when we have a feeling of hope, when we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our amends, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to repair our relationship. Giving up, again, as we said, is not tshuva. This comment that we mentioned, that on that day I'll say God's not here, this is a comment of I've given up. This is, he says, the quintessential comment of despair and hopelessness. It enunciates feeling so unworthy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, I've left you, I've abandoned you to the nature that I created. I'm not in any shape, manner, or form going to intercede. And when you take that approach, which is what the comment is taken to be, that itself is a further distancing of oneself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, a compounding effect of the earlier mistakes, the earlier sins. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gotta react with even greater problems for you. Somehow, those greater problems will wake you up. Okay. All right, I got to stop a little bit early because I have an appointment to go to. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day, Kol Tov.
Thank you.